start off with your health. Are you totally recovered from the ACL injury from last year, and are you good to go?
Yes, sir. Totally recovered. It's been about, I would say, I felt fully healthy probably in the summer. As far as now, though, 100% ready to go. Sure.
What do you think the readiness level of the defense is to finally get a game under the belt?
I think we all can say we're ready, but, you know, you never really know until that first play of the game. So, from my standpoint, I think we're ready as we can be. You know, we had a lot of time to study these guys. So, I think it's just about that first play, how we come out, and really that first drive is going to set the tone for us.
Talk about your journey. You were talking about the injury and what you've been through. But what, as you think back, what's your journey been like?
It's been a long one. Like, so my last 2 years having a, you know, somewhat of a major injury, it's been tough. You know, you question a lot of things. Are you going to keep playing? Are you going to be good if you do keep playing? But I think I'm right where I need to be right now in the season, or with the beginning of the season started, I'm right where I want to be. So,
how did you do that? Because like you said, that can be tough to kind of figure that out for yourself.
Honestly, I didn't figure it out until early this camp. You know, I went through a lot of struggles. I had to, you know, look in the mirror a little bit, humble myself a little bit, understand that, you know, I am getting back. That's all that was. It's just getting my feet wet again the first 2 weeks of camp. That really helped me a lot in terms of getting my mental back, for sure.
On the depth chart, I think you're listed as a co-starter.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know exactly what's going to happen Saturday night, or will you go into it kind of like a mystery? As far as starting goes,
I believe, from my standpoint, I think I'm going to be in there starting. You know, I don't think it's too much of a mystery, but you never know what happens on Saturday. Whatever happens, I'll be ready, though, for sure.
Was it validating to see your name pop up on that too deep after the way last season ended and the, you know, spring ball, training camp, all of that? Was it pretty validating to see your name on that too deep?
Yeah, for sure. Pretty, like you said, pretty validating, but also I understand that it's only 1 week. It's week one, so this depth chart situation is, you know, all season. It could change tomorrow. It could change the day after that. It could change mid-game or mid-season, you know, so I don't really look at what it is now. I kind of just focus on day by day, for sure.
Kind of spoken like a man who's been through the process.
Yeah, for sure. for sure. Yeah, I know how it goes. Like you said, I've been around the way a few times. So I know it's never set in stone. So, and that's the good part about it. We got great corners in our room. We're all pushing each other. I know they have the same mindset. So it'll be good. It'll be good for us all season, for sure.
As far as facing an FCS opponent, you've obviously played at that level. Have you talked to your teammates about not overlooking these guys and taking them seriously?
I think, honestly, I was expecting us to have, like, more of that overlooking mindset, but I think we've done a pretty good job of understanding who our opponent is. FCS, FBS, I think we got to respect our opponents, and I think we do. I think we do a good job of just understanding who's coming in here. They're not slouches. You know they're going to play hard. They have nothing to lose, and we have everything to lose, so that's how we're going to play. Sure.
Scheme-wise, what are you looking at? What are you seeing from them? What do you expect to be facing on Saturday?
It's going to be a physical game, for sure. It's going to be physical. I think they're going to bring out everything they got to beat us. Trick plays, double moves. I think we'll be ready for it all. But I think they'll bring out a lot more of their playbook than they would have brought out for, you know, a regular FCS team. I think that's what I expect. But you never know going in Saturday, you know, so.
SIU's got a little bit of a reputation as a giant killer. They beat a couple FBS teams,
sure.
And fairly recently, I think. Does that kind of help sort of jump off the page for some of your teammates that don't have that experience of FCS football?
I think that does, for sure. For me personally, I played them at Wiles at Weber State, and we lost on the last play of the game. So for me personally, I know who they are. I know how they play. I know how physical they can get. As far as the team-wise, I think it's exactly that. They beat, like you said, Giant Slayers. You know, they could beat whoever comes in there, and I think we have a good understanding of that right now. So I think we're in a good spot.
Mark, did you switch to number two? I saw you in camp at number four. Are you wearing number two? Is there any significance behind the number two for you?
Yeah, that's kind of my number. Been two my whole – dad was number two. Pretty much my whole career was number two. Maury Bamba, you know, he was able to switch me four to two, and he's a real one for that. So I appreciate that from him. Shout out Mo.
Is part of you looking forward to this game just because of the memory of that fan playing him at Weber?
Yeah, it hurts. So that memory, I'm glad we got him on the schedule at a bigger school, you know, a second chance for me. But every opponent, you know, I kind of look at, I want the same result, you know, whether we win, that's obviously the main thing we want out of it. But playing, I want to play good as well. Like you said, it's kind of that memory stuck, so I want to play well, obviously get the win, but definitely a memory that stuck with me, for sure.
Anything else?
All right, thanks, Mark.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Good luck this weekend.
Yeah, thank you.